that over yet. Ain't gonna quit. No matter what. Never lay down, never give up. I am a fighter.
Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, in 2005, 196 member nations in the World Health Organization came together to form what we know as the current system of international health regulations. In 2005, those regulations were revised into their current form. These aren't a handshake agreement or some meaningless resolution. These regulations are meant to be legally binding. Now, this was all done without much fanfare. You never heard presidential candidates in 1996 or 2004 or 2012 treat the international health regulations as a campaign issue, even where other globalist intrusions against America's self-government were a big deal. NAFTA was a big deal in the early 90s. In the late 90s, the World Trade Organization caused major riots in Seattle. Republicans used to campaign against the U.S. joining the International Criminal Court. We've had politicians denounce the U.N. Not that Republicans have ever actually done anything useful, like pull us out of it. But the World Health Organization wasn't like that. Over the decades, it's gathered more and more power to itself with barely any accountability, and now it's proposing one of the biggest power grabs of all. New amendments right now are being proposed to the international health regulations so that whenever the next pandemic comes along, the WHO will have 10 times as much power as it had during this last one, if you can imagine that even being possible. Some of the rights that are in peril include the freedom of movement, freedom of association, freedom of religion, of course, freedom of education, freedom of speech, and even the freedom to get married. Another pandemic and we'll get a globalist health cabal assuming total power to impose practically whatever regulations it wants and to crack down on all dissent as disinformation. Tony Nikolic is a human rights lawyer in Australia, as well as the director of the Australian Medical Network and a journalist with The Spectator Australia. Tony is the author of a recent piece for The Spectator diving deep into the WHO's agenda to use the international health regulations to achieve global dominance over the world health practices, and he joins us now. Tony, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Well, good evening, Stu. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. This sounds really hyperbolic. Is everything that I just said accurate?
Oh, absolutely accurate. As a matter of fact, it's one of the greatest overreaches of this century, I would have thought.
And so what exactly, how are they going to accomplish this without any resistance at all?
Well, one of the ways they do it, they've done it surreptitiously, Stuart. I think you alluded to it through your introduction there, which is they haven't consulted anyone really. And, you know, they haven't gone through the normal consultation process, such as through Congress, or we're not seeing parliamentarians in Parliament debating these sorts of amendments. And you're quite right that it's almost as though we're all ceding our sovereignty to these unelected bureaucratic bodies who will have literally, Stu, it's really scary. It's carte blanche. They will dictate where you go, who you see, whether you need to produce a digital vaccine certificate.
So why
to prove
in the United States,
clean.
For example, why would our Republican majority Congress full of tough-talking people, why wouldn't they say, you know what, nope, we're done with the World Health Organization. We're out of this completely. You are not going to trample all over the God-given inherent inalienable rights of Americans. You're just not.
Well, one of the specific amendments to the IHR, if I call the International Health Regulations, is exactly ceding authority. So you're going to have the regulations, which is the part of the mechanism of, or the machinery as to how it works. But then there's the treaty, and the treaties are the ones that these various governments all around the world are going to be ceding their authority. And again, we're going to be ceding it to unelected bureaucratic people who will have absolutely no interest in your sovereignty or your rights or your Bill of Rights or our Constitution, absolutely nothing.
What do they get out of it? I mean, how do they benefit from this?
Well, it's power, Stu. It's power, and that's where this is. And you're right in saying the next pandemic we can only think of what that's going to do. But if there's anything that we can say is the last 2.5, 3 years, this has been a trial run for what we're seeing. And we've seen the digital certificates here in Australia. We couldn't walk 5 kilometres or 3 miles from your house at certain points in time. You were by yourself and you had to wear a mask. And if you didn't, well, the police would be literally beating you up and spraying you. There was a 70-year-old lady who was pushed to the ground on her back and sprayed with pepper spray, all to protect everyone from a respiratory virus, Stu. This is the authoritarianism that we're going to see, not just here, but it's going to be called by unelected bureaucrats in other parts of the world.
Okay, well, that sounds very black-pilled, so there's got to be a way that we can fight against this. How's that?
One of the ways we do it is obviously we need to approach our various congresses, parliaments, all around the world. We're seeing this. I'm talking to people all around the world, and they're all saying very similar things. One of the ways is to resist that and obviously go through your legislative bodies and ask them not to sign up to these sorts of regulations, especially without consultation. That is absolutely ridiculous. How do we get that in a democratic society where we're supposed to be residing in a participatory democracy, one that they're not even asking us for? Remember, Article 3 is actually taking us away from the dignity, respect and human rights. That's literally one of the amendments. It actually takes it out. So how is that conducive to, you know, some sort of a progressive society? No, we're going backwards.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to take all the authority away from these people. The next president of the United States needs to deem the World Health Organization a terrorist organization and then treat them accordingly. And I think everybody knows.
Well, we've seen that. Sorry, Stu, we've seen that in the Croatian parliament. He actually declared the WHO a terrorist organization. And we really do need politicians with spine. We need politicians with a spine.
Those two things don't go together, not in my country, anyways. not right now. We're going to have to do something about that. Tony, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Pleasure. Thank you, Stu. Take care. God bless you all.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees, like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD.
Hey, America, Dr. Stella Emmanuel here. One of the things that we've put together is what I call the Pandemic Preparedness Pack. It has 5 essential things in it. Number one, it has Covivite. Covivite has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. We have Covilite. Covilite gives you energy. It helps you with hydration. It also gives you mental clarity, the brain fog, and antioxidants. We actually use this as part of our Vax Detox Combo. Then we have Viramune Plus. Viramune Plus can build your immunity. It has elderberry, bilberry, echinacea, ECGC. It has proteases and peptides. Then we have Covidine. Covidine is potassium iodide. If we get nuked, you're going to need potassium iodide to protect your thyroid from absorbing radiation. The last thing we have is Pox Defense. Pox Defense is an old Indian remedy that has Sarracenia purpura opica plant. And it used to work against smallpox. And it can help you against all the pox viruses to build your immunity.
Use the promo code STU for big discounts when they go to drstellamd.com. Use that promo code STU. It saved me a ton of cash and it'll save you as well. Filtersuck.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems, whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust, shedding from your pet, or vaccinated neighbors' mRNA spike protein shedding. Filtersuck.com has solutions for every scenario, at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7. So now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's filtersuck.com. Use promo code STU for 10% off when you go to filtersuck.com. So Adam Johnson is better known to anyone who watched the horrific events of January 6th as the lectern guy. He posed for cameras as he walked around the Capitol carrying Nancy Pelosi's lectern over his shoulder. He didn't steal the lectern. He didn't even damage it. He hurt nobody. So to any healthy person, this is a bit of a fun political mischief stunt. But our government is not run by healthy people. It's run by vicious people. And so as a result of that, Adam ended up spending 75 days in prison for a misdemeanor and was slapped with fines of up to $5,000. Adam only just now was freed from his court-imposed ankle monitor. He celebrated by posting a video of himself lopping off the monitor and saying, quote, "Months spent restricted to the Middle District of Florida, 29 days monitored by the feds, 888 hours spent in prison for a misdemeanor, 1,800. Trolling the government, priceless. Free at last. Free at last." Unquote. Well, now Adam is here with us with a message for all Americans and especially for the patriots still behind bars. Adam Johnson, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you coming.
Thanks for giving me a time to speak and bring some truth.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us the truth. I mean, here you are, misdemeanor, locked up in the Middle District of Florida, incarcerated in a prison for walking around with a lectern that you didn't damage and hurting nobody.
That is exactly what happened. I showed up to a protest that was mostly peaceful. I would say about 95% of the people there were nonviolent protesters. They were doing things you would see at a protest. They were chanting. They wanted their questions answered. And we spent a lot of time waiting for the process to turn out. And process was stopped every step along the way. So we showed up to DC to have our voices heard. Those of us who were inside, we were nonviolent. You can see the videos of us walking around between velvet ropes, not damaging things. Multiple people had stopped people from even touching things, saying, "Hey, we're not touching anything. We are not those people." There was a group that was up by the Senate doors that I was observing. And from the front of the crowd that was there, he was saying, "We're going to remain peaceful when we go inside. We're going to sit down and we're going to contest votes." They were not trying to break down doors. They were not trying to be violent people. They just wanted their voices to be heard. And as far as my involvement is concerned, I walk through open doors. When I was there, the doors were opened. I saw a protest walking inside. As far as I'm concerned, that building is a public building paid for by tax dollars, and I have every right to be there and have my voice heard.
That's right. So when did our country turn from a free speech country into, if you speak in a dissident voice, that becomes a criminal offense? How'd that happen?
I think a lot of it happened during COVID. We were silencing voices. I think we were conditioning people leading up to the election that some people aren't just going to be able to be heard. I think they were getting rid of a lot of voices on the internet that may have contested these things. We were banning people for even having questions. And it is our job as citizens to question our government and to keep them accountable. It's our authority to keep them in check.
It's our job actually to make the government fear us, to be honest with you. I mean, we're not supposed to fear our government. It's supposed to be the other way around. We are the majority. We are the people that these so-called elected representatives, which is a huge scam. Nobody's elected. These elections are fake and gay and rigged. The entire process is a complete sham. It's programming. It's brainwashing. It is gaslighting the masses into believing that we actually have a two-party representative system of government, a constitutional republic of sorts. That's not true, is it?
It is not. And it's getting to the point we can't even make jokes about them anymore. I know there was a person who was just found guilty for sharing a meme during the 2016 election, for sharing a joke. I went to prison for 75 days, a federal prison, taken away from my family. I'm a father of five because I made a joke of them. And I didn't break anything. I didn't damage anything. I didn't take anything. I went to prison because I made a mockery of them. And my issue is they're making a mockery of themselves. I'm just pointing out the joke.
So you went to prison. So obviously there was a guilty verdict. Was that a guilty plea or did you go to trial?
It was a guilty plea. They tried to give me a felony for moving a piece of furniture 20 yards and giving a speech.
So this is what's happening to January 6th prisoners of war across the whole spectrum, actually, is they are threatening all of these felonies in exchange for a plea to a misdemeanor. How is this misdemeanor conviction going to affect you for the rest of your life?
I can't go back to college, so I'm trying to apply to go to college. I'm a USF student. I have a 3.9 GPA, and they've denied me access to finish my degree.
University of South Florida, the Bulls, that has a special place in my heart. Absolutely. I think you probably were aware of that. And you can't get back into USF. Why?
I've applied. They said because I was on supervised release, a nonviolent misdemeanor, that I wasn't able to go back. I have three classes left to finish my degree. It's not like I had just started. I'm not a new student. I'm a model student. I've done a great job there, and they will not accept me back in.
I happen to have firsthand knowledge of USF students that were wearing ankle bracelets for misdemeanors like DWIs, DUIs. These people are allowed there. They could have hurt people. They could have killed people on the road. You're not allowed there because you carried a lectern and participated in exercising your First Amendment rights to free speech and the right to peaceably assemble?
That is correct. I appealed it. I showed up in person. I went through all of the motions and I said, listen, from any angle you look at this, I'm on supervised release. And the idea is I'm supposed to get my life back in order to show that I've learned my lesson. If anything, allowing me to continue my education will help me get through this. I actually applied to end my supervised release 6 months early because I paid my $5,000 fine. I did 200 hours of community service over a non-violent misdemeanor. I applied to have it done and they said, I didn't appear to be sorry for what I did. And I'm not sure what that's supposed to look like. Am I supposed to change my convictions? Am I not supposed to be a conservative anymore? What is it they want from me? Because these are not just ideals that I take flippantly. These are ideals that are the core of me, and I'm not changing them. So no, I'm not sorry for having questions. I'm not sorry for showing up and speaking my mind.
Who is it actually at USF that's making the decision arbitrarily to keep you from completing your post-secondary education?
This is readmitting for the ability to go. So I took 2 years off or 3 years off to raise kids because they were young, and I'm reapplying to finish. So it would be the application people.
And they had a meeting where they subjectively determined that you were not sorry for your actions, and
yes.
Nor should you be, actually.
Now, interesting story. A lot of people don't know this. When I was 18, I did smoke marijuana. I did get arrested for it. It was a misdemeanor.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I know. I'm a horrible person.
How dare you?
I'm a horrible person.
Yeah. How dare you? mind you, it's legal in almost every state now, so you can expect mRNA to be in all the weed that you're buying now.
USF allowed me to attend with that misdemeanor. They said it was no problem. They didn't even look at it twice. They said, oh, no problem. You're free to go. I come with a nonviolent misdemeanor protesting, which I think it's such a ridiculous charge. It's trespassing. I went to prison for trespassing. This never happens. This is not what we've ever seen before. And we've set a precedent for it, but I don't think it'll ever be exercised the same way against anyone on the left. Look at the injustice we've seen with BLM and the lack of convictions. DA is refusing to go after people, even though there's over $2 billion worth of damage. Over 20 people have died. Where are the convictions here?
Yeah. I don't know if I agree with the left angle because I don't believe in a left or a right. These are authoritarians. These are the most evil, vile communist people that we have ever witnessed in our entire lives that have been for decades carefully planning an infiltration into every single aspect of our bureaucracy here, which, by the way, a real president would slash our federal bureaucracy by about 90%. If it were me in charge, I'd get rid of the FDA. I'd get rid of the DOJ. I'd get rid of the CDC. I'd get rid of CPS. I'd get rid of the Department of Education. I would probably abolish college, actually. These are indoctrination camps is all they are. These aren't people that are teaching you the skills that you need to move on in life for a career. This is a process that we go through, another fake construct that we go through, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars so that we can have a worthless piece of paper that makes us, in many cases, not any more qualified than the next applicant who doesn't have a post-secondary education for the career field of our choice that we choose to get into. You agree with that? I mean, this whole thing is set up to steal our kids, not only physically and molest them and rape them and grope them and groom them and touch them, but also to steal and hijack their brains so that they can program them into subservient little compliant flocks of sheep that will live in their 15-minute cities and eat their bugs and live in their pods and own nothing and never have been happier.
This is exactly what's happening. It's been going on a long time, and people... I always say the same thing. There is no single president we can elect that fixes this. This is not a four-year solution. This is a decades-long generational solution we have to go invest into. The generation of children that I'm raising, the generation of children that you're raising, everyone else is raising, we need to inform them of who their government is, what they're capable of, and what they've done. We need to actually raise them up to ask questions, to be bold. I send my kids to public school for a reason, because they need to go there to help other kids see what's going on. They need to question the authorities. They need to hold these people accountable. And if we can't teach them to be metaphorical warriors in these spaces, then we're failing them.
Yeah.
We are failing them. We need to raise them to be ready.
Possibly literal warriors as well. What you're saying basically is that they are constitutional evangelists. And I like that. Spreading the gospel of the Constitution along with the gospel of Jesus Christ, second to the gospel of Jesus Christ, of course. And God bless you, by the way, for being here and for speaking on all of this and for being public about it and having a backbone and standing up for yourself. Are you going to try to get into another college to finish your degree?
No, I spent a lot of money on my degree at USF. I am a bull. I've done everything I'm supposed to do. And we are talking to attorneys right now because we're not going to let this go. This is actually insane.
So do you need help with money for your legal battle? Do you have any kind of public crowdfunding or anything set up?
I'm not allowed to raise any money. Part of my plea deal said that I cannot profit for 5 years off of my name, likeness, image, directly or indirectly. So I can't make money for doing podcasts. I can't do speaking events. Everything I do is for free. I spend my time and my energy doing it because I don't care. It's not about the money. It's about the truth being shared.
Yeah. And it's because you do care. You care about the country and the future that we're setting up and what we're leaving our children. You can't write a book. You can't write papers. You can't do op-eds, none of that stuff.
I'm writing a book. It's almost finished and I will release it when I'm allowed to.
You're going to release it for free or are you going to wait the 5 years?
I'm going to wait. I have 3.5 years left. I signed the plea deal in November about a year and a half ago. So I have about 3.5 years left.
I'll be looking forward to the book and looking forward to you coming back. I want to hear more about how this goes at USF. That disgusts me completely, utterly. Our country is not a serious country anymore. And it's people like these admissions people and these applications people at the University of South Florida that is proof. It's evidence. It is irrefutable evidence that our system at every level, education system, has been infiltrated by Marxists, by communists, by this woke agenda. It's just, it's mind-blowing to me that normies can't see this. It's right out in broad daylight. Adam Johnson, thank you so much for being here. God bless you, sir.
Thanks for having me on.
I don't know if this includes you, but a record-smashing, unprecedented, staggering number of Americans are having problems getting the rest that they need, the sleep that they need to function on a daily basis, that REM sleep. They toss and they turn, and they just struggle with it for years. I struggled with it. A friend of mine told me that it might be a magnesium deficiency. Well, I tried several products, and none of them worked. Finally, I was introduced to nutrition scientist and champion bodybuilder Wade Lightheart, and he told me that, get this, there are actually 7 critical types of magnesium, and your body needs all 7 in order to get proper sleep. Well, the problem is, because of industrial fertilizers, basically all of the food that we now eat is deficient in these vital nutrients. Magnesium Breakthrough is the only full-spectrum, all 7 forms of magnesium supplement on the market. And let me tell you, this stuff actually works. Not only did it finally fix my sleep, but energy levels went through the roof as well. To learn more, go to magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Use promo code StuPeters10 to get 10% off your first bottle. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. Go to magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. If you're struggling with swelling in your legs, ankles, or feet, you'll want to listen up. Maybe you're already drinking plenty of water. You've tried wearing the ugly compression socks. You've taken the ineffective water pills, and that's why still every day you look down and you see swollen, puffy, and deformed feet and ankles. Well, don't lose hope. New research shows that this common issue can easily be resolved by upping your intake of omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3s are proven to improve circulation while lowering inflammation in the body. That means it encourages blood and fluid to move more freely while reducing swelling and pain. Now, most people think fish oil is the way to go with omega-3s, but that's wrong. According to studies, krill oil is far superior for a few reasons. One of those reasons is krill is harvested from the pristine Antarctic Ocean where there's virtually no pollution. For a limited time right now, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Go to the research and buy them now while you can, $23 a bottle at StopSwollenFeet.com. Again, that's StopSwollenFeet.com. Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting, lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries 2 fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon, so kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's vnsh.com/stew. vnsh.com/stew. It's all back for the money-back guarantee, and I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires. So the battle over COVID tyranny and the bioweapon injection death jab is finally properly heating up in this 2024 election campaign cycle. Obviously, the only reason to campaign is to platform your voice nationally. Nobody actually has the hopes of winning an election anymore. Well, last week, RFK Jr. appeared on Joe Rogan's podcast, bringing his ideas in front of millions of people. RFK talks specifically about how the vaccines contain deadly materials in them that are designed to provoke an autoimmune response with the body. I'm going to say that again. Designed to provoke an autoimmune response, making them premeditated murder rather than life-saving. Well, RFK's appearance sent the biggest vaccine shills absolutely berserk with rage. One of them was Dr. Peter Hotez. He's the director of the Texas Children's Hospital Center for Vaccine Development. Dr. Hotez, of course, was one of the loudest advocates for attacking kids, for forcing that jab and all of its boosters onto children who were at absolutely zero risk from COVID and could only be hurt by this weapon that, by the way, was rolled out with warp speed suddenly as if it had been on hand for years prior. We believe that it was. Well, Dr. Hotez called Rogan awful just for having RFK onto his show and used Twitter to share several shrill articles trashing both Rogan and RFK. Well, in response, Rogan replied directly, "Hey, little man, if you're so confident, why not come on for a debate?" And then just to sweeten the deal, Rogan said that he would donate $100,000 to the charity of Hotez's choice just for showing up. Didn't have to win, literally just had to show up and debate for as long as they wanted with no time limit. Well, then a lot of other personalities started to up the donation. Dave Rubin of Rubin Report offered $100,000 of his own. Hedge fund billionaire Bill Ackman added $150,000. Patrick Bent-David and Steve Kirsch said $100,000 apiece. And if you believe him, online wild man Andrew Tate said that he'd chip in $500,000. So overall, that's a pool of more than $1 million. All Hotez has to do is debate. No timer. It shouldn't be too hard. I mean, after all, he's an experienced doctor. RFK, he says, is just some clown, some fraud. Also, if there's no time limit, I'm sure that they would let him have a laptop or something if it helps him to keep his thoughts organized. But nope, Hotez isn't biting. He would rather turn down more than $1 million for whatever cause he cares about most in the world than to get into a scrum with RFK Jr. that millions upon millions of people would watch. Why? Twitter owner Elon Musk had the best answer and the obvious one. Dr. Hotez won't debate because he's, quote, afraid of a public debate because he knows he's wrong. Absolutely correct. Alex Rosen is an independent journalist best known for his work with predator poachers, where he hunts down and locates and then interviews child predators all across the country. Incredibly based. Totally awesome. But those aren't the only people that he confronts. No, over the weekend, Alex decided to try and strike up a conversation of his own with Dr. Hotez. It went wonderfully.
Okay. Oh, are you Peter Hotez?
I am. Hi.
Nice to meet you.
How are you?
Hey. So why are you not, like, going to debate RFK on Joe Rogan's podcast?
Oh, come on. That's harassing.
I'm just curious.
What? Harassing.
Nothing hostile, just curious.
I haven't said anything one way or the other.
I mean, are you planning on doing it?
He just invited me, so we'll see.
And I think you should, though.
Well, we'll give it some time.
Okay. And what do you have to say to people who think they're vaccine injured? Anything for them?
I don't come to my house.
I mean, do you have anything to say to people that think... Do you have anything to say to people? Yeah. I mean, do you think vaccine injuries are real, Peter? Peter, it's just a question. Settle the science now. On a safari to go vaccinate more kids?
So, oh, come on. This is harassing. What do you think about vaccine injuries? Oh, come on, he says. More than 20 million people have seen that clip by now. Dr. Hotez claims that by confronting him in public, Alex was stalking him. You know, it really shows how these people feel about any kind of public dissent whatsoever. These people hate debate. They hate the free exchange of ideas. They hate free speech. They are natural dictators, natural authoritarians, natural Stalinists. For them, science is just equal to whatever gives them the most power and the most money. By the way, the irony here is so rich that these creatures complain about people showing up outside of their homes. These people were sending police into our homes and into our businesses and into our churches to enforce their insane tyrannical lockdowns. These people ruined, completely obliterated people's livelihoods for nothing. And now they're mad that someone made a 52-second video clip of them. These people, like this Hotez, forced shots onto children, onto kids, onto the entire world, maiming millions, killing God knows how many, and they're mad that people now want a debate? These are the most loathsome, petty, vicious, fraudulent, tyrannical parasites on planet Earth. They deserve to be exposed. Actually, they deserve much more than just being exposed, but it's a start. The man behind that camera was Alex Rosen, and he joins us now. Alex, thank you so much for coming, and thank you for exposing child predators. We really appreciate that work. That is incredibly brave and incredibly heroic. You're saving so many people by putting the fear of God into these people who would love to touch and molest and take and rape our kids. And thank you for opening the debate with this Dr. Hotez. This guy's a mass murderer.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And, you know, the thing is with that, I mean, if you truly believe that he's a mass murderer, if you truly believe that he harms children, then you should have no problem with me going to his house, outside of his house, to go ask him a few questions. That's the least he deserves, like you said.
I have no problem with it. Who does?
Oh, a lot of people on Twitter did. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I know how people like Hotez operate. When they get called out, they hide. They just go silent for like a week or two. Then they pop back up and change the subject. So I'm glad that this video, no matter how it was received by people left and right, it keeps him in the forefront. It puts him on a pedestal still to be judged and criticized or praised in whichever way. And he's still being exposed to this day, which is good.
Yeah. You know, we've been studying and exposing and researching and interviewing regarding these injections since their rollout, actually pre-rollout. We were very skeptical at first. Then we started to look at actual patents and actual evidence and microscopic imagery that nobody else will show. I mean, this stuff is right out in the wide open. Microscopic imagery of self-assembling like technology inside of them. Needless to say, as RFK pointed out, these were specifically designed to trigger an autoimmune response with the body. That autoimmune response has then, you know, translated into antibody-dependent enhancement. These white fibrous clots that our documentary Died Suddenly helped to make so famous, which has been seen ostensibly hundreds of thousands or millions of times, hundreds of millions of times across the planet. And so this guy is the one that was pushing these, and he can't even stand there for 52 seconds with you without locking a gate and then locking a door and running and hiding like a parasite, because that's what these people have to do. There is no way to stand up for it. Over $1 million to whatever cause he cares most about, and he's refusing to go on this Joe Rogan show and debate RFK. That just proves that absolutely he knows that he's guilty. And I just cannot wait until Nuremberg 2 when we can judge these people and convict them and sentence them to extreme accountability.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. I mean, I think this whole COVID thing is revenge of the nerds, and I think it's deeper than, obviously we both know this, but it's deeper than him just believing in the science and him being passionate about it. I think he's an angry little man who has been, you know, kind of pushed down his whole life. He's kind of just been not really the popular kid, and I think he's really dishing out as much revenge as he can on the world. Like, I think he's just a spiteful person who just hates humanity because whatever happened to him as a child, or, you know, him not really having any friends. And I think he's just taking it very, very far. I mean, that's why he only goes where he's comfortable. Like, of course he doesn't invite debate because he knows it's all fake. I mean, if somebody asked you to debate 9/11 or something like that, you would take it in 2 seconds, as would
in
I,
a heartbeat,
something
yes.
I'm passionate about. So with him, I mean, with $1 million on the table to go to a cause he claims to care about, no, I mean, he, like you said, he's basically admitting at this point he knows he's wrong, but he's going to keep doubling down because he's evil.
Yeah. I would also like to, just for the record here, I would also like to debate anybody that wants to about the authenticity of the moon landing, because that was 100,000% fake. So I got another question for you. Who are these people that don't like you approaching him, these blue check marks on Twitter? Are these people that are supposedly health freedom advocates and fighters and conservatives against the jab?
Oh, yes, you already know. I mean, it's the people that think like, hey, bro, just listen to my podcast and we'll start winning again. It's that, oh, just retweet so we can start winning again. It's stuff like that. And it's like as soon as a conservative goes to do something in person, it's mainly other conservatives condemning this strongly because, okay, if we have a free speech platform on Twitter, what does it freaking mean if leftists are taking over reality? Like, dude, obviously what we're doing now isn't working. If the left has education, the government, big pharma, all of that is controlled by them. So who cares if we have a free speech platform? We have to go start doing crap in person, even if it's just asking questions to start off with.
Yeah, that's right. Just like keeping your kids in public school. You know, as another guest said previously on the program, look, this is a battleground. We're basically becoming constitutional evangelists, right? We have to teach other kids what the future holds for us. And if our kids are educated, they can then go into that cesspool and educate them. If other kids don't know that there's pornographic materials in their school libraries, if others don't understand what grooming really looks like, our kids that we're educating and showing the truth, the real darkness in this world, can go in and then shine light on all of the darkness and expose all of these people like you do on a daily basis. I mean, the real reason why Hotez is refusing this debate is not because he thinks that RFK is a lesser person, but because he absolutely knows that he's wrong. And that's why he went running to MSNBC. These people who are paid directly by Pfizer and BlackRock and Vanguard and who are the major stakeholders in making sure that 5 billion doses of this deadly bioweapon went into kids around the planet. He goes running to them so that he can just repeat the narrative and then says, there, I just debated. No, that's not acceptable. These people need to answer. They need accountability in extreme ways. These people are still injecting people and still advocating that more people get injected for this thing that protects them against nothing and only harms them. It's a weapon.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you, because obviously they know the science doesn't back it up. I mean, the chances of a kid dying from COVID, I mean, they're more likely to die playing freaking high school football or something like that.
Of anybody dying from COVID. I mean, these people were murdered in the hospitals with this NIH remdesivir, Tony Fauci ventilator protocol. They knew that there were alternative treatments available. These people walked in under their own horsepower saying that they, you know, had a cough, and later they were dead. I mean, these people were hooked up to life support. They were given a drug that was pulled out of an African Ebola trial because 54% of the people that took it freaking died. And that was the only thing that was allowed. And then hospitals were incentivized to the tune of 300 some odd thousand plus dollars per patient that they murdered, that they killed after separating from their families and not allowing them to see anybody, all in the name of a novel respiratory virus that was developed at Fort Detrick right here in our country, not by the nasty Chinamen, not by some freaking bat having sex with a pangolin, you know, and dropping turds in a soup. No, not by the nasty Russians, the boogeyman, Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin didn't force you to inject yourself or your kids with a deadly weapon of biowarfare. Vladimir Putin isn't introducing critical race theory into your kid's school. Vladimir Putin isn't, you know, wanting to chop your kid's dick off and tell him that he's a girl. No, that's being done right here, just like this weapon of biowarfare. Fort Detrick and University of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. That's where this thing was developed. And anybody who says otherwise is a liar or a shill, or they're in on the largest mass kill off that this country and world has ever seen.
Yeah, 100% agree. And, you know, even if they're saying it's a Chinese bio lab, okay, our hands were in the Chinese bio lab. So it doesn't really matter where it is. It's like us having a military base in another country. Like, it's still ours anyway. But I 100% agree. Fauci knew about this. I mean, he even said in 2017 that, yeah, Trump is going to go through a pandemic and all this stuff. And then Moderna had patents for some version of the virus, I believe, before it even got released. So, yeah, I mean, they were in on it the whole time, and they needed something. And I knew from the very beginning that, okay, obviously, like, you know, for the first couple days or something, I was like, oh my God, the world's ending. But then I realized, okay, nothing's really happening. So I knew whatever vaccine they would put out, that's going to be the thing that really starts killing people off, because I didn't see nobody dying around me. But then when the vaccine comes out, I'm just here like, oh, my friend's relative died, this died. Yeah, it's been a lot worse since the vaccine, at least in my experience.
Nobody was dying at home. Nobody was dropping dead in the streets. The one video that circulated 100 million times was Chinese propaganda, probably propagated by our own government, actually, and then tried to blame the Chinese, just like this spy balloon that we were all supposed to look at the shiny object in the sky that we embarrassingly let float across our entire national airspace. It's a freaking joke. I mean, I can't believe we live in an upside down clown world. Why aren't there any real America First fighters, conservatives, pointing out that this is a weapon of biowarfare and that it should be seized and incinerated, and the people responsible for releasing it should be held to account? Why are there nobody in our government actually saying the real words?
Well, it's all a limited hangout. I think at this point, they're either all just Freemasons or demon Satanists. I really don't understand. I mean, even the people that are like, you should have the freedom to inject yourself. Okay, well, kids have the freedom to take candy from a sex offender in a van. I mean, that doesn't make it right or good. I mean, it's predatory behavior from the companies to advertise this. It's predatory behavior from Donald Trump to advertise this and say it's a good shot. Like, I understand Trump gave us a choice to take it. Okay, but a six-year-old kid who dies in her sleep doesn't have the choice to take it. She doesn't know any better. So I hold him accountable for that too. But I think what it is it's the false binary. It's two sides. The left is saying, oh, you should be forced to take it or you lose this. The right is slightly better in the fact that, oh, you should have a choice to take this poison shot. No, I agree. The poison needs to be fully destroyed. But, I mean, Why nobody's saying it, I have no idea. It could be some blackmail stuff, but it's hard to believe that every single person in Washington, D.C. has some kind of blackmail on them. But it's really not, maybe. I don't know. It has to be something like that, but it's baffling to me because somebody needs the huevos to just go do it and say it, but nobody will.
Yeah. Even RFK, I mean, obviously just because, you know, he's, you know, pro-choice and, you know, tolerates the murder of the unborn. You know, I have plenty of differences with RFK. I mean, he's got very liberal policies. He wants to walk the line on the bioweapon, but refuses to call it a bioweapon, which tells me, hey, you know, in a sense, you're actually enabling Pfizer to continue killing people and profiting from murder for money. So unless you're actually willing to say the words, I'm not interested. I mean, the rest of the fruit is bad. Either it's a barren tree because you're not willing to say the truth. I mean, people are either cowards or, like you said, blackmail. I believe it would be easy for somebody like the Israeli Mossad to infiltrate our government at every single level and have every single U.S. senator and congressperson, you know, blackmailed or bribed in some way. Pfizer's headquarters right there in Washington, D.C., that money is flowing right into the pockets of these rhino fake freaking cowards. And then, you know, you have the lobbyists and the special interests. I mean, you should not become a millionaire or be embracing any kind of a celebrity status when you're an elected representative sent to do the bidding of the people. And they're not. They're turning their backs on the people. They don't even answer emails or phone calls. It's a big joke at this point. We don't have any fighters. I 100%
agree. And yeah, it's all an inconvenience for them to even talk to you. I mean, the thing with RFK is his wife threw a party where everybody had to be vaccinated to attend. Then RFK gave a cop-out answer like, well, I don't always control things in my house. All right, well, if you can't even lead your own household, how are you going to lead a country?
Exactly. I mean,
he's so stupid. But, like, I mean, I'm glad he's moving the pendulum a little bit to the right with that stuff. But, I mean, it's all a limited hangout, in my opinion. And I think people just need to – I think people just need to look to each other, look to neighbors and be like, hey, look, Washington, D.C. is, like, 2,000 miles away from us. Let's do what we can do, control what we can control, and just wake as many people up as we can. Because the thing is – I think I consider this a war because I don't think we have to shoot a single bullet to win it, but it's like we're fighting with the dumbest troops, but it's the easiest way to win. All you got to do is just say no and not comply. But can we win that war? I don't know. Let's hope so.
Be ungovernable, period. Completely ignore the federal government. I would love to debate Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis, you know, or RFK or Joe Biden. Biden, that would be great. I'd love to debate any of these people. But you know what? Unfortunately, I can't even get onto a Republican debate stage. Not that I've filed FEC paperwork. I'm not running for president yet. But you know, I would have to buy my way on there. I'd have to have 460,000 small donors with a total of like $22 million raised in order to buy my way onto a debate stage. Our whole process is rigged. It's all fake. Even if I had the organic support of literally 100% of this country, which I know would be virtually impossible. But even if I did, I still couldn't be on a debate stage or run for president because I don't have enough money. So the system is set up for the elite. And only the elite will flourish in a future America if we don't do exactly what you and I have been saying, be a dissident to this government, be completely ungovernable, never stop speaking out, never stop confronting these people, go on the offense right now and don't be worried about what they call you or what they threaten you with. Completely fight. We are at war right now and normies don't realize it. Probably the most frustrating thing ever. They sit back and watch their Fox News channel and think that they're doing something by retweeting a clip from Laura Ingraham. It's sick.
Yeah, and that's what it is. Like, if the Peter Hotez video does anything for if you're watching this, the Peter Hotez video does anything for you, it should set the tone that we can play by the same rules as the left does. I'm not saying go burn down buildings, but play by the same rules and approach people, ask them questions. Because, look, okay, does me asking Peter Hotez a question for a minute really do too much? No. But is everybody doing that every single day he walks the street do something? Absolutely. It should be a snowball effect. Don't go punch him in the face or anything stupid like that. But he should understand that we're watching him and to hold him accountable because in the end, they're all little limp wrist, you know, P words. So, I mean, if you keep just putting the pressure on them, letting them know that we know, they're like cockroaches. They'll go back and hide. I mean, I truly think they will. So at least we can start with that and see what happens.
And when they do go and hide, we need to go and find them and extract them from their little dark holes that they're hiding in and bring them up in front of the entire world to see, and they should be judged. And when they're convicted, they should be sentenced. And absolutely, the death penalty should be on the table. Thank you very much, Alex Rosen, for everything that you're doing, you know, from what you mainly do with these pedophiles and child predators. I just cannot thank you enough. And I know that that's on behalf of everybody that views this program. We have a great audience of very active people who are 100% aligned with, hey, the one thing that we have to do in this world is protect our kids. And I think that that's why I'm so passionate about this injection, because I can see it. I can see it happening. And I'm just like pulling my hair out over here, you know, trying to do the best that we can. I'm a lot harder to find than Sean Hannity, the vaccine shill. I'm a lot harder to find than, you know, a lot of these people on these mainstream networks. But we're growing, and I think the word is spreading. We are making a difference. Documentaries are helping, and being confrontational 100% in person. Person, you're right. This Hotez should be confronted every single day, every step that he takes in a public street. He should be confronted, just like every one of these fake, lying, rhino, feckless, cowardly Republican America First conservatives should also be confronted, along with Democrats, if you believe in that construct. Everybody in this tyrannical government, this corporate crime syndicate, this murderous regime should be approached by you every single day. And by you, I mean not just you, Alex, but by the viewers, by everybody. We appreciate it. And thank you so much for being here. God bless you.
Can I get a plug real quick?
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
Okay. If you want to see some predators get caught and some other stuff, go to Predator Poachers on Rumble, P-R-E-D-A-T-O-R space, P-O-A-C-H-E-R-S, completely free to join on Rumble. Just got a predator arrested on bestiality charges yesterday, so that should be dropping soon.
Saw that. I saw your pinned tweet just prior to this interview as well. Thank you so much for doing all that. Predator Poachers on Rumble, absolutely free to sign up. Make sure that you watch it. It is great entertainment. And it is just so rewarding to see another one of these heathens, another one of these Satan-worshipping demonic molesters get locked up. Thanks to you. Appreciate it. God bless you.
Thanks, dude. Talk soon. Bye.
If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com. As someone who goes to battle every day with the demonic deep state, as someone who's constantly researching and trying to get information to you, booking interviews, scheduling huge projects like documentaries like Died Suddenly, obviously, energy is an issue. Sometimes you have no afternoon energy. Sometimes your mood is affected. So I started taking Newtopia. I felt a noticeable improvement in my ability to focus and or remember important things once I started using Newtopia. I noticed a boost in my cognitive performance, my energy levels, my mood. Since I began taking Newtopia, I've been able to power through challenging tasks and distractions and manage more projects than ever without rising stress levels, which is incredibly important in current times. Since incorporating Newtopia into my routine, I articulate my thoughts more clearly. So why is Newtopia the best? They have developed a highly effective nootropics specifically designed to unlock your brain's maximum focus and concentration and creativity. Personalize your pack for your unique neurochemistry, choosing from 9 breakthrough brain formulas, formulas designed to help with a range of mental and emotional issues. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. If you want big discounts, use promo code Stu Peters when you go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. So sure, tax day was back in April, but millions of Americans, just like myself, received extensions to file their final returns next fall. Well, if you're one of them, if you're one of us, Paymamo Tejeda of Freedom Law School has a message for all of us. Don't file. Don't pay. Now, Mr. Motejeda has spent decades fighting back against this tax regime. At a minimum, it's clearly immoral. These people want to take your tax dollars and use it to prosecute people like Donald Trump over nothing. They want to round up January 6 protesters and ship them off to prison. They want to use your tax dollars to spy on pro-life groups and monitor parents who oppose CRT and tranny propaganda. They want to funnel cash to radical leftist bureaucrats, child killers like Planned Parenthood. They want to send hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine. So if there's any way that we can avoid giving these monsters our money, it's our moral duty to find it. And Paymon says that he found that way. He joins us now to talk more about this. It's always a pleasure having you. So 98% of Americans are not required to file or pay income taxes.
That is correct. Because what they've done through deception, you know, they use the term gender affirming care, which I'm for, but not the way they define gender affirming care. The way you and I define it is that we're for caring for people and affirming that you're a man and my wife is a woman.
That's right.
You're in the Internal Revenue Code. This is a federal tax law book. That's their Bible. The term United States that you expect to say 50 states is not there. United States means the District of Columbia. United States person is a District of Columbia person. Those are the people that legally must file and pay income taxes. The rest of us were deceived, brainwashed to believe that, oh, that U.S. individual income tax is me, therefore I have to pay that U.S. individual income tax. So I'm exposing the fraud for over 30 years. I've beaten them in the courts. I've sued them multiple times in their own courts. I helped many, many people, thousands and thousands and thousands, to be free. And we got to open our minds to the truth, seek the truth about all this. And this truth shall set us free of this corruption, criminality, and we can take that money and be given to our enemies, to our families, and fund freedom movements, freedom lawsuits, freedom news platforms like yours, and freedom politicians to represent us. We have the truth. We have the people on our side. What do we lack? Money that our enemies have.
Yeah, we're funding our own demise. I mean, I would rather be funding a platform of gallows for Nuremberg too, actually, and we could crowdfund some of that. These people need to be held accountable. They've been robbing us and stealing from us, brainwashing us, lying to us for decades. Our parents, our grandparents, us now, our future children, they don't have to pay taxes if they don't live in D.C. That's right. I mean, why do people need Freedom Law School if you're just telling the world the secret? Why should people come and see you?
Because information is available for free on our website, freedomlawschool.org. You can and should do it on your own for free. However, yeah, there's an option. If people want that guaranteed security, peace of mind, that IRS will never mess with them and they will win, will guarantee they will not go to prison. IRS will not take any of your property. All you have to do is to join our Founding Fathers Club, okay? Restore freedom, contribute to the Freedom Fund, and with that, now you fund the freedom movement that we just discussed. At the same time, you protect yourself and your family and have peace of mind.
So a lot of people, you know, operate under fear. Fear, obviously, is from the enemy. Fear is not of God, of course. But, you know, people are scared to lose everything they have. They're scared to go to jail. This government has shown that they have no problems throwing innocent people in prison. They just did it to all the January Sixers. They're trying to do it to President Trump right now. They would do it to me. They probably will actually try to throw me in jail at some time very soon. But people are afraid of tax liens. People are afraid of going to prison, being made out like Al Capone, for example. They got him for tax evasion. How do they do this successfully, put tax liens on people's homes if they're not legally obligated or required to pay?
Through our ignorance. Most people, remember, Stu, were not forced to get the corona hoax jab. They voluntarily lined up to get the jab. Same thing here. Most people pay income tax because they believe it's their patriotic duty to protect us from Chinese and Russians and all these foreign enemies. But that's what we gotta wake people up, folks. I'm from Iran. We had no freedoms there. The hour is late. I've been fighting for Americans for decades, Stu, and we got to do something that makes no sense to give our funds to our enemies when I can guarantee people 100% you will not go to prison because you rely on the law as published on government's own legal websites. We have it there. And we will guarantee that we'll fight for you, pay the lawyers to defend you if necessary. And even if we lose the fight, we will reimburse you the $10,000 or $10 million or whatever that they have taken from you. So you have zero risk if you choose to be part of our modern-day Founding Fathers Club and contribute a portion of what you would have paid to our enemies to restore freedom. Wow. That's your choice.
That's quite the guarantee, I'll tell you that. And I know a lot of small business owners, you know, blue-collar business owners, people have landscaping businesses that I know. You know, what about these 1099 people who, you know, sell cars or they work on commissions and they get these big 1099s at the end of the year? They think that they're going to do well in taxes and then they just get completely raped and gutted by this government. These tax brackets will put small business owners right out of business. And this is great news for so many people. FreedomLawSchool.org. Again, go to FreedomLawSchool.org. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you find Payman Motaheda at FreedomLawSchool.org. Payman, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. So what are we going to do with all this money that we have left over after we start refusing to pay taxes in a legal tax revolt, actually, because they have been illegally taking our money for the longest time if you're not in Washington, D.C.? Well, I'm going to choose to invest it. I think that you should, too. But we have to have safe investments that aren't going to be stolen by the government. The corporate crime syndicate, like your 401k has been, for example. Good luck getting that money. You don't even own that. I bet you didn't know that, did you? Does your financial advisor even know where your investment portfolio has you spending your money? Are you contributing to Pfizer? Are you contributing to our demise? Do you have stocks and shares in Vanguard and BlackRock and, you know, all of these other heathenist, Satan-worshipping Bill Gates corporations? Who knows? Well, that's why you need a real financial advisor. An independent fiduciary like Carlos Cortez, who has our beliefs. You know, investing with like-minded people is really important. The Never Tax Retirement Strategy that he has, the America First Retirement Plan that he has. If you have not yet booked your personal appointment with Carlos Cortez, do it right now. Go to CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com, or call him in the office anytime, 813-448-3446. Another Tampa boy, 813-448-3446. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, in the same place. Until then, God bless you.